So yeah, your monster shows up between the sheets, and he shows up at work too. He shows up when you're talking to your mom or your boss or your in-laws. Your monster is this collection of personality traits that cause you to act a certain way, and those ways are these codes and preset conditions that have imprinted in your cells an emotional response based on the condition and situation you're in at any given moment. So when something happens, someone in you gets activated.
Who that someone is can depend on a lot of things, like the environment you're in and who you're with. So, who activated it? What's the red thread? What's the story that happened in your past that is making you act like that?
Do you like the way you act and how acting that way is making you feel? Do you feel frustrated because of how you act?
These are very important questions to ask yourself, and if you know you're frustrated, then you should strongly consider doing some self-awareness work so you can see from a different perspective how your monster is showing up in the world. So you can identify who you've become and who you're being when you're being your someone. So who you're being when you're at the doctor's office, or when you're driving your kids to school, or when you see someone at a grocery store you don't like because of that one time they pissed you off, or when you can't find something you lost, or when you lose someone you love.
Or they leave you with no goodbye.
Or when things don't work out the way you want them to.
What does your monster say to you when someone offends you?
How do you talk to people in general? Are you an uplifter or a Debbie Downer?
All of these things reflect who you are, so you gotta ask yourself, do you like who you are? Do you even know who you are? If you don't, I highly suggest you find out, because if you don't, your monster will forever own you. And that's a slippery slope of never really being who you are. And that's hard. I know.
Thank you for listening to Art Stories by Artist Sarah Long. To buy Artist Sarah Long's alcohol ink art paintings, go to artistsarahlongstore.com. And to get more of the art stories, go to artistsarahlong.com. Thank you for listening. I love you.